Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. This book is read by David Case. This recording of the full-length reading of Gulliver's Travels was produced in 1994 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Jonathan Swift would probably be quite amazed to learn that today Gulliver's Travels is treated almost exclusively as a book for children. Swift wrote the book as a satire on social and political life of his times. The book appeals to children, when it is somewhat bowdlerized, because it places its hero, Lemuel Gulliver, in fantastic or fairy tale situations. Gulliver's Travels consists of four parts, in which Gulliver travels to imaginary lands, where reside respectively tiny creatures, giants, cloud-dwelling optimists, and noble horses. In each case, Gulliver can contrast their society with the Europe of his day. The noblest society was that of the horses. They made Gulliver ashamed to be a man. Some of Swift's comparisons were echoed a century and a half later by Mark Twain. Jonathan Swift was born in 1667 and died in 1745. Travels into Several Remote Nations of the World, in Four Parts, by Lemuel Gulliver, first a surgeon, and then a captain of several ships. A letter from Captain Gulliver to his cousin Simpson. I hope you will be ready to own publicly, whenever you shall be called to it, that by your great and frequent urgency you prevailed on me to publish a very loose and...